Sunday Night for the Vulgars, Rabbi Avram Adler, Mitzvahs, Lav Nehonos, Nenjim.
I'd like to share with you a few thoughts on the sugi of Mitzvahs, Lav Nehonos, Nenjim. Mitzvahs, Lav Nehonos, Nenjim basically means the Torah tells us that we have to do mitzvahs. On the other hand, the Torah tells us sometimes that certain things are also b'hanor, like bosa b'chola, b'ola, things like that. Mitzvahs Lav Lehonos Nechnu tells us a heter, and I'm allowed to use dvorim, things which are also b'hanor, to do a mitzvah with them. The truth is that it's a machlokes amoroim, which most people don't know, is gemara in Chulin, as a machlokes where I'm allowed to use for kitzui hadam ashes from the Iran Lidachat. Yesterday we read that the Iran Lidachat has to be totally burnt, so I have the ashes of the Iran Lidachat as also b'hanor. Machloikas in the Gemara whether I can use that for the mitzvah of Kisei Adam or not, those ashes. So we pass kind of like Rova that mitzvah is Lav Lehonos Nitnu, which means we have a heter to use Yisuri Hanor to do the mitzvah of Kisei Adam. So I'd like to share with you maybe some insights what the lomdus of it is, what the reason of it of this is, and maybe we come even to an Aftimina Lahalacha. Some people make the mistake and they think that the chat of this din of mitzvahs Lav Lehonos Nitnu is that despite the fact that this is called a hanor, I have a hanor that I've been mekayim a mitzvah, nevertheless it's mutter because the Torah didn't ask for this kind of hanor. The Torah says all hanors, all benefits that you can get out of a thing is osur in those cases, except for this one hanor of being able to mekayim a mitzvah. Yeah, that's what people think. Many people think that's, well, I think that's a mistake. It doesn't mean that it is a hanor, the fact that I'm being a kind of mitzvah, and nevertheless the Torah says it's mutter. Because number one, we find that that we apply this halacha even when a person makes a neder and asks the thing on himself. So the thing became also a hanor because of his neder. And nevertheless we apply mitzvah Lav Lehonos Nitnu. So we see that's not just the Torah says, it's not just the Torah says that this kind of hanor is mutter. Because I said I'm going to be, this thing is also hanor on me. So I mean any hanor. I didn't mean to exclude the mitzvah hanor of being mekayim a mitzvah. Nevertheless, we will find later we do apply this rule. And b'chlal, the word itself is mitzvah Lav Lehonos Nitnu. It's telling us something about the mitzvah. It's not telling us something about isa hanor. It's not telling us that all isuve hanor, all benefits are osur except for the benefit of the kiyum a mitzvah. It's telling us that mitzvah Lav Lehonos Nitnu. So the Rashi in three places is a little bit different. I'll pick one. And Rashi explains what Pshat Mitzvahs Lav Lehonos Nitnu. Rashi is in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chof Chesem et Aleph. The Gemara talks about the various cases of Mitzvahs Lav Lehonos Nitnu. One of them is that you can blow a shofar of oila, of a common oila, which is also b'hanor. So Rashi says, Mitzvahs Lav Lehonos Nitnu li Yisrael. They haven't been given for benefit to the mitzvahs for the Jewish people. Liyo is kiyumum lehem hanor, that they are kiyum, the fulfillment of this mitzvah should be hanor for them. It's for a yoke on their back. It's a oil, the mitzvah, and that's why it's mutter. Yeah, I'm not going into the hashkofa part of this. That although we know that we have to make the mitzvah kishmak and we have to have another mitzvah, but that's not what it's given for. Meaning, even if it's just an oil, we still have to do it. That's what it means. But what in the lomdus? What is this telling us? This is telling us that the fact that I was mekayim a mitzvah, yeah, is not considered hanor. What's the benefit that I got out of this eifer yon idachas, or of this shofar shel oila, that I was mekayim the mitzvah of shofar, or that I have a kiyum a mitzvah of kisa adam, or whatever the mitzvah is. That benefit of having the mekayim the mitzvah is not called a benefit. That's what the Torah is telling us. Like the literal word mitzvah is Lav Lehonos Nitnu. It's not a hanor. It's not considered a hanor. That's what comes out. Yeah? So we have one side already of understanding mitzvah Lav Lehonos Nitnu means that the hanor of kiyum ha-mitzvah is not considered a hanor. It's considered that like an evet would use something of his odin, of his master, to use it. He didn't get to do something for his master. He didn't get anything out of it. The master got something out of it. Yeah? So Shlomo Melach Kitabel Prat, there's a ritvo in Sukkah that even asks what about the schar? Am I going to get schar? So he says something like it's goma. That's not the direct outcome of the thing. Later that's going to cause some kind of schar that I'm going to get out of the mitzvah. But the actual fact that I'm using this item for my kiyum ha-mitzvah, for the fulfillment of the mitzvah, that's not called a hanor. What will come out of this? That if doing the mitzvah with this issa hanor, I'm getting some kind of side benefits also, some physical hanor out of it also, so the heter of mitzvah lav lahonas mitzvah wouldn't be able to be applied. Yeah? Like the famous example also, the Gemara of Adem Rosh Hashanah, about somebody who asks on himself a mayon to go into water, into a well. So even though he has a mitzvah of tevilah, which they used to have in those days, tevilah mitzvah, to be able to eat karbonos or whatever it is, the Gemara says that in the summer, I won't be able to go and tevil in this mayon. Why? Because besides the fact that I'm being mekayim the mitzvah of tevilah, which for that I would apply the hat of mitzvah lav lahonas nitnu, but I'm also getting that I'm cooling off in the heat. And that's already a physical pleasure that I'm getting out of this issa hanor. Which that's already not mutter, because all we said is that the hanor of the kiyum mitzvah is not considered a hanor, but the hanor of cooling off in a hot summer day, that is a vada hanor, and on that I don't have a heter. And that's how the Gemara says that the moisa chamor, it's awesome. The pella is that the Rishonim and the Medayek from the Rashba, not like that. The Rishonim bring the Rashba talks about tashmish amito. That you see in the Shita of the Rashba is that even if you have a physical hanor besides the hanor of kiyum mitzvah, nevertheless we apply the rule, the heter of mitzvah lav lahonas nitnu, and you can still use it. I worked with the chat in the Gemara in by the mayon, by the well. So there they say the chat is the reason why it's going to be utter is because it's not possible for him to get into the mikveh only short enough just to be mekayim the mitzvah into the mayon. He'll have to be there a little bit longer. And for those seconds before or after the mitzvah, for that he doesn't have the hat of going into the mayim. But had it been, would it be possible to get in just for that second that he needs for the tefillah, about it would be mutter according to the Rashba. Yeah, the fact that you have physical hanor besides the hanor of prima mitzvah is still mutter. The shaila is what's the lamdus? If we're saying that the lamdus of mitzvah la'av lehonas mitzvah is literally that the hanor of prima mitzvah is not considered hanor in the Torah. What about the hanor that I'm getting cooled off in the mayo? And then the Achroinim also ask an interesting kasha on him. The Achroinim ask the kasha, the Abnezer, when he brings this kasha, he says he doesn't understand how people can ask this kasha. But the Ma'aseh, the Chasam Soif already, and the Tshuvas ask this kasha, all Gedolei Achroinim ask this kasha. We know the famous Gemara of Asei Doicha Lois Asei. That for the mitzvah of Tzitzis, I'm Doicha the mitzvah, the Isser of Kilayim. Yeah, in the times when we had chelis, to be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzit, I'm doicha asay doicha lois asay of kilayim. So they all ask the kasha, what do I need asay of tzitzit to be doicha the lois asay of kilayim? The Gemara says that the avir of kilayim is only levisha sheyesh bo hanor. It's only if I'm wearing kilayim when I get benefit out of it. That's what the Gemara says. So they all ask, let's say mitzvah lav lehonas nitnu, yeah, mitzvah lav lehonas nitnu. So therefore, there is no hanor. There's no Issa Kilayim. So if we learn like the Ram, like most Rishonim, that it's only the Hanor of Kiyum HaMitzvah, that is not considered Hanor. So here, besides having the Hanor of Mitzvah Mitzvah Tzitzis, I also have the Hanor that I'm wearing a baggage. So it wouldn't apply. But if according to the Rashba, even if I have side Hanor, it's like the actual wearing, the warming up of the baggage. Nevertheless, since I'm doing a Mitzvah, we say Mitzvah Lav Leholot Nitnu, so I'm not over Issa Kilayim, there's no Hanor over here, somehow. Yeah, we don't know exactly why, but that's what the Rashba is saying. We say mitzvah lav lehonas nitnu. What I'm doing now is not called a hanor. So I'm wearing a baggage of kilayim, but it's ain't by hanor. That's not us. So why do we need to come out and say doicha lois asay? That's the kasha of the Zera Avraham, Chasam Soif, all big achronim. Yeah, the lashon I'll read out quickly because those people want to hear the lashon of the Abnezer. Lo yuchal lahamin sheyikshe oisom mi sheyesh memoyach bekodkodoy. Sharei kol atalis nase kilayim. I don't understand what he's asking. In any case, we have this kasha on the Rashba, and we have to understand what's the heck of the Rashba to go and use an Issa Hanor for a mitzvah, even if you're getting side benefits of physical pleasure. So I found in many Achroinim, then I saw that the Bachana Basaman already in Chulin, Chelik Beis, says the following vort, what's pshat in the Rashba of mitzvah lav lehonas nitnu. Bachana Basaman says that the gather according to the Rashba of mitzvah lav lehonas nitnu means is when a person is doing a ma'aseh mitzvah, even though in that same action he's also benefiting from it, the Torah looks at this as a ma'aseh mitzvah and we ignore the fact that he's being neneh, which means it's not called a Maisa Lekichas Hanor, there's no Maisa Lekichas Hanor, which this is always the Issa. If something is also Hanor, it's also for me to take Hanor from it. So over here we look at it that the Maisa, what he's doing, is a Maisa Mitzvah and not a Maisa Lekichas Hanor, and that's why it's Mutter. He gives a very good example from a Mishnah. He says, the Mishnah says in Shabbos, if a person carries a live person on a bed, he's going to be potter even on the bed. On the live person, there's a het of chai noit as atmoit. But the Maisa as trokta chabet, he's carrying a bed also. So the Mishnah says he's potter. Why? Because the bed is bottle to the human being. What are we saying? What's the Maisa that this person is doing? He's carrying a person. I am slapping a bed with it. That's a garnish, that's bottle. Yeah, we look at it as a carrying a person, another carrying a bed. So the same thing over here. When this person is toveling in the mile in the summer, I don't look at it that he's cooling himself off. Yeah. What he's doing over here is a Maisa tefillah. Either Maisa is also getting the benefit of cooling off. That is ignored in this case. Which means that we're saying according to the Rav, not like the Ram, like the other Rishonim, that the Hanor of Kiyum HaMitzvah is not called the Hanor. It is called the Hanor. Just Mitzal Issa Hanor, we ignore it, we let it go by, because we look at it that he's not doing a Maisa of Lekichas Hanor, he's not taking thing benefit which is also. What he's really doing is a Maisa Mitzvah, and the fact that there is Hanor there is being ignored, but not that there is no Hanor there. That is the difference between those. Between those two mahalchim, and the mela is very good. The kasha from Kilayim, because what did we ask that we shouldn't need a say doicha loisa say by Kilayim because there's no hanor. Havada, there is hanor. There is a levisha sheish b'hanor when a person is wearing the shafnis. There is hanor there according to the Rashba. Just mitzad the aveira of if the aveira would be a issa hanor, saying he's not being over the issa hanor because there's no ma'isa lekich of hanor. But in as much as I need for the issa kelaim a levisha sheyesh ba hanor, but the hanor is only a tnai in what kind of levisha is also in kelaim. Avada, this is a levisha sheyesh ba hanor. There is hanor there according to the Rashba. It's considered hanor the fact that it isn't. Just mitzad issa hanor, there isn't. Yeah, okay, shachris is not an issa hanor. It's a levisha sheyesh ba hanor. It's only a tnai in the hanor, and memela avada. There's a problem of we need to come on to say doicha loisa say. There's a famous kasha on this sugya from mitzvah lav lehonus mitzvah from a Mishnah and a Dorim. The Mishnah and the Dorim says that if a person makes a nether and he asks himself from his friend, so if they live in the same town, the mudor hanor is not going to be able to benefit from the things which are b'shutev in the town. Yeah, the notion of the Mishnah is kigoyin harechova. Hamerchat, Beit HaKnesses, HaTeva, VeHatzvorim. All those things, the Merchat, the Beit HaMerchat, the Wash House, the Beit HaKnesses, the Teva, all those things were jointly owned by the whole town. Therefore, if one person in the town makes a neder from the other person, he won't be able to use it because the other person has a shutras in it and he's using his chelik. So one of the last things which is written in the Mishnah is Svarim. The Svarim of those days were all jointly owned. So if the Torah maybe is talking about all the Svarim that they had, in those days, so it's also for him to benefit. So the obvious kasha is, what happened to mitzvahs? Lovely honest mitzvahs. What am I using this as the Sefer Torah for this Svarim? So I'm telling you, that's definitely a mitzvah. So why shouldn't I be able to use the Svarim which belong to my this person that I asked it from because of Issa Hanor? We should say mitzvah is lovely honest mitzvah. Yeah, that's a kasha on all shittas, not after on the Ram or the Rajbo. So they found a very interesting teretz. I mean, the Rishon that already asked this kasha, the Taz asked the kasha on the Shulchan Aruch, but there's already a Rishon. There's a Rishon on the Dorim called Rav Rom in Ahar. Rom in Ahar, I think, was Kufa after the Rashba, and he says the following teretz of this kasha. I think it's worth to come just to say the Rav Rom in Ahar. Rav Rom in Ahar says, I'm going to read out the Lashon. V'la'av kushi, he says, the Rav Rom in Ahar. V'lo ishtayich time with the mitzvahs lav lehonis. אל במצווה שיתלויה במייסה שכשאודם אויסה אויסה אין מסכוון הדבר הנוער שאין אויסה אויסה להנוע אז גופו אלו לעשס מה שנסתה במייס השם. We can't say mitzvah lav lehonis nitnu only by an action which a person, all he's doing is he's doing what Hashem wants from you. Yeah, a mitzvah that Hakadosh Baruch Hu tells you to do this mitzvah, you do this mitzvah, then we say mitzvah lav lehonis nitnu. אבל mitzvah limud שעניין ציור הלב וידיעת האמת. It's to be Messiah the Emes in your life. Iker hatzivoy hu kide letzayo Emes. And here comes the punchline. Ule his aneig velehonois b'mada. Letzameach levovoy v'sichloy. The mitzvah is to get oinik, to get hanor, to be mitzameach levovoy and sichloy. Ki dichsiv, as it says, pikudi Hashem yishorim mesam cheleiv. Shemhok, he says, Rabba Boman ha'ar, ovel also likas b'teirin. Ovel can't learn teirin. Any ovel can't learn teirin. Mepnei shem mesamchim libo al korchoy. Because you can't help it. Torah is misameach, whether you like it or not. Because that's the whole essence of Torah, is to get the simcha out of the Torah. Filtach l'shayach l'meibah b'mitzvah tamah Torah d'lo nitzin l'honos, she'ika mitzvotah hi hanoah v'atayinug b'mashematik u'meivin b'limudah. The ikka mitzvah is the purpose of the whole mitzvah, to get the hanoah and the tainug of what he understands and the learning. Yeah, and similar tells is already in the Taz. But that's Rabbi Foreman has one of the Rishonim. So what is he telling us? The Talmud Torah is an exception to the rule. Why? Because over there it's not just the mitzvah, as the Torah told me I have to learn Torah and that's it. That's any other mitzvah. Here the mitzvah is to get hanoah, to get benefit. Yeah? And therefore, says Rabbi Foreman Nahal, you can't say mitzvah lav lehom it's nitnu, because I have to get benefit. Yeah? Gemaldi give a woman a heart. So, the Chayra, this of a woman heart only fits with one side of Alamdis and not with the other side. Only according to the Ran and not according to the Rash. If according to the Ran, like most Rishonim, mitzvah lav lehonos nitnu means that the Hanoah that I'm getting out of the Kiyum HaMitzvah, the fact that I'm being Matam Mitzvah is not considered a Hanoah. So then I understand that's all by a regular mitzvah. But by the mitzvah Tamatur, you can't say I'm not getting Hanoah, because the mitzvah is to get Hanoah. So I'm definitely getting Hanoah, because I'm not getting Hanoah, I'm not doing the mitzvah. So if I'm doing the mitzvah, I'm getting Hanoah. So you can't say I'm not getting Hanoah. So if I'm getting Hanoah, the hetzer of mitzvah davening honestly doesn't apply. Yeah, that's push it. But according to the Rashba, we said, it's not sure that the Hanoah is not considered Hanoah. It is getting considered Hanoah. Just the hetzer is that what do I define this person as doing right now? He's doing, his action is a mighty mitzvah. The fact that there's a Hanoah there with it is ignored. That's secondary. Yeah? We define it as a Maisa Mitzvah, and the Hanoah is being ignored. So who cares that the Mitzvah Gala has to be there, I have to get Hanoah out of the Torah. But why am I getting this Hanoah? Because of the Maisa Mitzvah. I'm doing right now a Mitzvah Limud HaTorah. So why shouldn't there be a Heter? Why shouldn't there be a Heter of Mitzvah Lav Lehonos Nitnu? Yeah, that's the Kasha that we have. So I found Taka Enoch Anami, that the Beis Yosef brings in the Hilchos Nedarim, that the Rashba didn't have the word for him in the Mishnah. He took out the word for him, which is very good. The Rashba Lishitosa would hold that even if I asked myself Hanoah for my friend, I would be able to use his svar, because the heter of Mitzvah Lav Lehonos Nitnu would apply. Because what am I doing? What is the definition of my action? Am I the Mitzvah Limud HaTorah? The fact that I'm also getting Hanoah out of it is ignored. So in the Chanami, the Rashba didn't have the gift of the Mishnah that svarim are also svarim attacking Mutter, because Mitzvah Lav Lehonos Nitnu. So what comes out of this? That we have a machlokes rishonim, whether when I'm learning Torah, when I'm being mekayem the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, am I getting Hanoah or am I not getting Hanoah? Yeah, we say that the rishonim who have the gifts and the mission of Sforim, that Sforim are also, if the pshat is, like Rav Romanhal explains, that avada by Talmud Torah I'm getting Hanoah. We don't apply the rule of mitzvah lav lehonos nitnu, we don't apply this hetzer, because I'm getting Hanoah. If I care, the whole mitzvah is to get Hanoah. But according to the Rashba, we're saying, okay, but according to the Rashba, the Hanoah is being ignored. Yeah, the Hanoah is being ignored. I could apply the rule of Mitzvah Lav Lehonos Nitnu. What I'm really doing over here is just doing a mitzvah. I'm not getting any benefit out of this. So that's why it would be mutter. There could be an afkimin al halacha of this machloikis is a nechesh mishpat. The machloekes ktsayis and nesivis, not so well known. Siman ayin beis. That's why people don't know it too much. It's not in the place of she'ila. What is the halacha of a person borrows foreign from his friend? A shoyel we know, it's chayv ba'intim. When I borrow a sefer, am I chayv ba'intim or not? Yeah. Why is a shoyel chayv ba'intim? Usually, is because kol hanoah sheloi, right? Because kol hanoah sheloi. So, which means what? The shoyel is getting all the benefit out of this. The whole thing is his benefit, so Mamele he has to take a full achrayus even on Ointim. What comes out of this, when there's this attack on Machlik, is the Chosen and the Sivis, whether when you borrow Tvarim to learn Torah from, whether this rule would apply or not. Because if we say that when I'm borrowing Tvarim, I'm borrowing it only for the Mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, and we would apply the rule of Mitzvah Lav Lehonos Nitnu, which means the Hetzer tells me that what I'm really doing over here is just being mekayem a mitzvah, but I'm not getting any benefit out of it. If I'm not getting any benefit out of it, so memele, I'm not going to be chayv ba'intzim, because the siba of kol hanoah sheloi is not there. Whereas if I'm going to say that a valid is called, it's considered a benefit because the whole mitzvah is to get benefit out of it. So the mailer that's going to be called a noisha, like we have a noisha. So machalik, it's safe from the nesivas, it's safe passing that the shoyal is for him, is part of a mindsim, and the nesivas argues with him and says that he's chayv mindsim. There's another kasha on this sugya from the other side, which at one point many years ago when somebody pointed it out to me, it confused me. It seems to be like a stira, but it's not a stira at all. We find now, we're going back now to the other Rishonim. We have a machlokes Rishonim, what happens if I'm doing a mitzvah, it's something which is also b'hanoa, but besides the hanoa of the kiyum ha-mitzvah, I'm also getting physical benefit out of it. Right, our main example was the mayon. So the machlokes Rishonim, the Ram and the Rashbo, whether the heter of mitzvah lav lehonos mitzvah applies or doesn't apply. Most Rishonim hold, it doesn't apply. Why? Because the whole heter mitzvah lav lehonos mitzvah is that the kiyum ha-mitzvah is not called the hanor, but any other side benefit of it is considered the hanor. Whereas the Rashba holds, no. We don't care that there's any side hanor, because what is this person by definition doing? He's doing a mitzvah, so the fact that there's a hanor there is being ignored. Yeah? This is the machlokes. So there's a kasha on the Ram. The Ram also showing him a hold that if there's any side benefit, we don't apply this rule as a mafush gemara, not like that. The gemara says in the Dorim, if a person makes a neder, he's not going to have hanor from a sukkah, he's allowed to sit in the sukkah. Koyinam hanor sukkah lai, he's mutal leishav basukkah. So somebody showed me, the Chavna Shlomo already asked the kasha, by a sukkah, by definition, a person is going to have some kind of benefit of sitting in the sukkah. If it's sunny, he's going to have a bit of protection from the sun, whatever it is, he's eating his meal there, he's getting some hanor, it has to be. Yeah, otherwise he's mitzvah. So according to those who show you that say that as soon as there's any side benefit, any physical benefit with it, we already can't apply the rule of mitzvah lav lehonos, we can't apply the heter, so how come the Gemara is applying it by sukkah? That's what the Chavna Shlomo asks. So the Chavna Shlomo says the teres is different. Because by sukkah I need to have the hanor. I need to have the hanor that I'm getting out of the sukkah. If I'm not getting hanor out of the sukkah, and then I'm going to be potter from the sukkah, it's going to be mitzvah, I'm not going to be mekayim the mitzvah. So I need the hanor for the kiyum ha-mitzvah, and therefore the we will apply the din of mitzvah lav lehonos mitzvah. Now at first, if there's no hanor whatsoever, so it's very unpleasant, so he's not going to be mekayim the mitzvah. I need to be able to be comfortable. As soon as I'm comfortable, I'm already having hanor from not being comfortable there. I have to be in a matter that's pleasant for me. I have to be teishu kain to do it. Forget about mitzvah. I have to be teishu kain to do it. So I teishu to do it. No, I'm getting. I'm have deal over here. Yeah. So, but at first it struck me that this is mamish a steal to what we're saying all the time. Because what are we saying by Talmud Torah Faket? We're saying that if I need the hanor for the mitzvah. What did we say about Talmud Torah? That if I need the hanor for the mitzvah, I don't apply the rule of mitzvah lav lehonos mitzvah. Yeah? I don't apply this heter. Whereas over here we're saying the opposite. That even according to the Rishonim that is side benefits, I can't apply it, but if the side benefits are part of the mitzvah, I can apply it. It's mamish punkt vachet. Yeah? I'm sure you know him. Rami Fisher asked me this kasha 7 years ago. Yeah? He asked me this kasha. I think this is a Torah, the kasha. Because the what's the difference? The difference is whether the hanor is a t'nai for the mitzvah, or the mitzvah is a t'nai for the hanor. Which means, I'll explain it very possible. By sukkah, I need the hanor to be able to be mekayim my mitzvah. The hanor is the means how to get to the mitzvah. If the hanor is the means how I get to the mitzvah, so rather those means are going to be mutter to get to my mitzvah, which I'm doing it for the mitzvah of mitzvah sukkah, right? That's the means to get to the mitzvah, so the means will be included in the goal, which is the mitzvah of the sukkah. So avada will be mutter, and we will apply the rule of mitzvah lav lehonos mitzvah. What we're saying by Talmud Torah is the other way around, that the mitzvah is to get hanor. The mitzvah is the means. The Talmud Torah is the means to get to the hanor. If the purpose is the hanor, then avada we won't be able to apply the rule of mitzvah lav lehonos mitzvah. That is the other side of if you think about it, let's take a little bit of time, this kind of lomdus. But you see, all you have to remember is whether the hanor leads to the mitzvah or the mitzvah leads to the hanor. That's the filler. Okay, so there might be some other nafkaminas in this chatira. There's a Mishnah Lamelech. I don't remember now where the Mishnah Lamelech is. But there's a Mishnah Lamelech has a Shaila whether this mitzvah, this din of mitzvah davening on Hanukkah, this heter, is this a heter lechatchila, or is it only heter b'di'evet? Can you lechatchila go and use Surah Hanorah for mitzvahs, or is it if you use the Issa Hanorah for mitzvahs, you yoyz to the mitzvah because the mitzvah davening on Hanukkah mitzvah? Mishnah Lamelech So it could be it's toil on this chakira that we're saying in the Rash and the Ram. If we're saying that mitzvah davening on Hanukkah tells me that the Hanorah of Kiyum HaMitzvah is can Hanorah Nish Bechlal. Yeah, it's not considered Hanorah Bechlal. So it's not considered Hanorah, but I can do it L'chadchila. Yeah, it's Hanorah over here. It's not Hanorah Bechlal. There can't be any Issa, even L'chadchila to do it. But if we're saying in the Rashbo that all Mitzvah Lav L'Honus Nitzvah is teaching me is that we ignore the fact that there's a Hanorah there and we look at it as a Maisa Mitzvah, yeah, just like by the Mitzvah, I don't think L'chadchila you're allowed to carry the Mitzvah with the Chai. We're saying that if you carry the Mitzvah with the Chai, you're potter. Yeah, or Bavad is not the chatchil, it's not a chatchil of the kehetet. Bavad is the Hanorah going on over here. But if you did it, so we look at it as the ikir thing is a ma'aseh mitzvah. We ignore the fact that there was a ma'aseh isa lekichas Hanorah over here. We're gonna ignore the fact, but it could be that the chatchil we won't say that. Yeah, that's one naftimina. Then there's another naftimina, which is already really a whole shiur in itself. I'm just going to touch it a little bit. What about those mitzvahs? What about those mitzvahs that I'm only doing them to get something out of it? For example, shechita. If I shecht an animal, right? So the mitzvah shechita in itself is nothing. I'm shecht the animal, chabgonish from them. Why am I doing the mitzvah shechita? Because I want to eat the meat. The only way to get myself to eat the meat is by doing shechita. So the question is, over here with this mitzvah shechita, I'm not just doing the mitzvah shechita la'oil al tavareh. I'm doing the mitzvah shechita to get to eat my meat. So the question is, by that kind of mitzvah, do we apply the rule of mitzvah lav l'honus nitnu or not? Yeah, you understand? Because what are we saying, let's say, according to the Rashi and the Ram? That what's the heter of mitzvah lav l'honus nitnu? That the hanor that I'm getting, a kiyum mitzvah, the fact that I was mekayim mitzvah, is not called the hanor, because it's the oil. But by shechita, you can't say it's an oil, there's no oil, you don't have a chiyuv to do shechita b'chlal. It's only if you want to eat meat, you're going to have to do it as a shechita. Yeah, so what are you really getting out of this? You're getting your meat, yeah? So you're getting the hanor of getting your meat, so maybe that would be awesome. So there's a placey, the Rabbi Yonis and Ibershit in the case of placey writes, remember the exact lashon or something along the lines that if he wouldn't be scared that he would laugh at him at the Beis HaMedrash, he would say that it's mutter. It's mutter to use a sakin shel avodah zorah for shechita. We would apply mitzvah lav l'honus nitnu even in this case. As well as Rabbi Yonis and Ibershit, either Ma'aseh, the Gemara says not like that, the Gemara in Chulin not like that. She says the Gemara is going to Mount Omar who's Chulik in Chulin. We don't say Mitzvah Lav L'Honus Nitnu Bechlal. I said, La Halacha, that we say Mitzvah Lav L'Honus Nitnu, it's Mutter to do so. Hazoi Shteyd on Rebbeinus and Ibershit. So the Kiva Egon in Hagoras and Shechon Noruch argues in him. He says, can't be that in a such Mitzvah we would say Mitzvah Lav L'Honus Nitnu, and he brings a Gemara in Erevin, a foolish Gemara. He brings the Kiva Egon, and the Gemara in Erevin says that you're not allowed to put an Erevin in a Beit HaKvoros. Beis HaKvoros is also l'hanor. You're not allowed to put an Erev in a Beis HaKvoros if you're making an Erev l'dvar rishus. If you're making an Erev l'dvar mitzvah, so then even what you're getting out of the Erev is a mitzvah, so then it's mutter, says the Gemara. But if then we say mitzvah lav l'honus nitnu, but if you're doing it l'dvar rishus, you just want to go for a nice walk, and you want to use the Beis HaKvoros, which is also l'hanor, to place your Erev there, yeah, it would be also. Says the Kiv'egi, you seem foolish. You seem foolish that in this kind of mitzvah where the mitzvah is only leading you to some kind of heter that you want to get out of it, we don't apply the rule of mitzvah lav l'honus nitnu. Yeah, especially when it's Abishad knew this Gemara to say a chiluk on it. Yeah, there's also a raya. There's a raya from the Daf HaYomi now coming up in Chalitza. The Gemara says if you do Chalitza with a sandal shel I think of a Zohar, one of the Isur Anor. So Chalitzos Kshayro, the Shoyim speak out because Mitzvah Lav L'Honus Nitnu, the Rashi over there in Yevamos. So you see, weiter, the Chalitza is also only a heter to be able to get remarried. Yeah? But that is a Oichag Loisem Achlekis. Yeah? Where the Chalitza is only a way to get a heter to marry, or the Stama Mitzvah Chalitza, even if somebody doesn't want to get remarried. The Stama could also be a Mitzvah Chalitza, but Chonon in a different place has it to Machlekis Rashi in Tosfos. But what I wanted to say is that this Shaila L'Choyro, whether by a Mitzvah, and with this I will conclude, whether a mitzvah that you get something out of it, you get some heter out of it, like an eruv to be able to walk out of the tchum, or shechita that you'll be able to eat meat, or chalita you'll be able to get remarried, and these kind of mitzvahs, whether we apply the rule of mitzvahs lav l'honus nitnu or not, should also be toiler in al-fakir. If we say that mitzvahs lav l'honus nitnu is a simple way, that the hanor of kiyum ha-mitzvah, the fact that I was mekayim ha-mitzvah, is not considered a hanor, like Rashi says, like the Ran, So over here, I am getting hanoah out of it. Yeah? I am getting hanoah out of it because I'm getting hanoah, I'm going to have meat. So I'm getting hanoah, I'm able to take my walk. Besides the kiyum mitzvah. But if you learn like the Rashba, that what we look at, we look at this, what this person is right now doing is a mitzvah kiyum mitzvah, and we ignore the fact that there's hanoah over there. Yes, Avada will ignore the fact that he's getting meat out of it also. Because what might is he right now doing? Maitse mitzvah shchita. Or he's doing right now maitse mitzvah chalitza. And anything that he comes out of there would be ignored. So the chayesh should be toilet and this machlokes.